Then when we got around to where we were interested in boys a little bit, of course, why, we got acquainted with Mom and A. And with a whole lot of other kids in the fourth ward that used to come out there all the time, and they used to have parties. And one time, I don't know if Faye was in that party, or it was just you that left out. But anyway, one time they gave a party, and I know Vaughn wasn't there. A bunch of these kids got mad that they weren't invited, so they went and stole refreshments and that sort of thing. But anyway, we gradually got to going together, and just it was just a foregone thing as far as I was concerned before your dad went on his mission. I just figured that your mother would be waiting for him, you know, because they'd been going quite steady before that. Well, then after they moved back to Ogden, we sure did have some good times together, us two families.
Gosh, one night
we'd just get the craziest ideas, but we'd do it
one
anyway.
I remember
one Friday night, and Saturday was a holiday, and this Friday we were all over to your place. I guess we were living over here then, weren't we?
We were living over here then.
Anyway, we were all over to your place to dinner, and it was kind of late, it was getting dark, and your mother says, let's go up to Logan Canyon. And I says, you mean it? And she says, of course I do. I said, okay. We went home and we got our bedding and our supplies and everything, and took both families and went up to Logan Canyon way after dark and parked up there overnight and had the best darn time, and because we could stay up for the holiday, you know. Oh, we did more fun things like that together. We just had the best darn time with our kids. And I can still see Ralph and Bob running around together when they were little, you know. Ralph was just a year older, but we went up the canyon one time, we went up the Cub River Canyon, wasn't it? No, that's in Preston.
We went
south
Canyon. Canyon.
Yeah, when they were both little kids, Ralph and Bob, you know. And we were parked right by the river, and how did it happen? Anyway, one of them fell in the river and started floating down the river. And Ralph, as his little kid, he ran down and grabbed onto him and helped yank him out. And we had
run out of tape.
No, they still got some more there.
And
he got a long tape.
It was just.
We knew he was going to take a long time, so we got a big tape for you.
Yeah, see that any families have as much fun as we used to have in those days, because we just. We both saw alike and we thought alike and we agreed on everything, you know. And I never remember having a row with mother in all the years I knew her. I never had a row of any kind with her. We just simply had fun together and got along together. And more like sister than a friend that way, you know. We were just always so friendly. But it was sure a lot of fun times we had. You know, unusual little, I can remember you getting so doggone mad. And I remember,
I don't say any bad stories.
Who makes older than you? Blaine's age.
Donald.
Donald and Blaine getting so darn mad because they had to take this kid with them. They wanted to get rid of him.
Any kid his brother.
My baby that would have been. My baby died as a baby. That one baby, no. But they wanted to get rid of Gordon all the time because the two of them got off together. Said, no, sir, Gordon's going to go with you just the same. No, it wasn't any bad stories, but it was just time left now, and I think back of them kids trying to ditch you every way they could. They wanted to get out by themselves. They were a little bit older, they wanted to do something a little different.
And I'd had one bad experience when he was about 14 or 15. We used to own a big barn up about 918. We went up there about half a quarter of several times. We Dad built the next three houses east of there. We had a big barn up on that end. And we had some cows there and chickens, and we had a ditch and so on. Mother said, you kids run up there and get a couple of chickens, and we'll have chickens roast for Sunday. We had a little irrigation ditch about that wide, one plank across it. Dad riding across that plank ahead of him. We were both running, and he ran on that, and he stepped on the edge and flipped him. He broke his hip. And Mother and I were there. We didn't know what to do. He was laying on the ground, moaning and groaning. So we went and got a baby buggy, brought it down there, and Mother and I got him in the baby buggy and got him back in the house and in the bed. The doctors came up there, and they then made house calls. Hospitals were not very popular that way. Your dad had a broken hip right across to his hip here. And he laid in bed, and they put a big weight on his leg. They took and hung it over on the edge of the bed. So he had to have that plate there. And he'd been there down about 3 weeks. But he started to complain about his leg hurting underneath. They opened up the cast. By gosh, they hadn't got it all plastered right, and he'd eaten a big sore under the back of his knee. He carried that scar nearly all his life.
What did you put on it?
Well, they put a big cast on his leg. And
do they have to reset it?
Way.
Did they have to reset it?
No, they didn't reset it. They just had to rebuild the cast around here, see, and open it up there so that they could heal that sore. Apparently, a plastic Paris wasn't quite as good. Now they take it and all in the fog, so they just dip it in water rapidly.
Would you mean his hip or his knee?
He broke his hip. They had to put a cast clear up from his waist down to his toes.
Oh.
And you laid him out straight this way, see. Mine, when I wrote mine, I was kinked this way. But he was out straight, and he was in bed for 6 or 8 weeks before they let him.
That was miserable.
Get out of all. He had to lay right on his back, and he took a couple of these old flat irons he had, you know, tied it on the end. The doctor spread up the little ring and rope, hooked it on his foot. Hung it down there. He had a miserable 6 weeks. So he healed up quite good, and then he limped for about a year. When he'd run, he'd limp, you know, with his throat.
Yeah, so. Like
I never heard that about that.
How old was he when this happened?
He must have been about 14 or 15. I was 2 years younger. I was running about from here to you behind him, and he just had a plank across this ditch, you know. He just ran over this plank, and he just stepped on the side of it and flipped him sideways. And when he hit the ground, he broke his hip.
Well, when they were building, our house on 1111. They were putting in gas lines. He fell in a gas line up there.
Well, he might
Does
have
that bust
that.
His hip again, or? I know
that's part of it. If he done anything there, he just hurt himself, moved himself up. But this time he hit. It was down on the old place at 918 there. When we remodeled that 3 times, and it would only be 2 west rooms that had been built on then.
Yeah.
And he ran up to the barn there, and I was following him. He was going to catch a couple of chickens and have a real good Sunday dinner. That's the way it ended up. Stepped on the plank. Mother called Dad up. Called the doctors, and they come up to Dr. Riches, Ezra, Edward. They're the first two licensed physicians to practice medicine in Ogden. Ezra was our doctor, and Edward was hers. So.
My mother had
Edward Riches. So when we got married, that doctor to compromise and took hers.
That's a good one.
Happy compromise. I was the one that was having the babies. I was my own doctor.
Well, any things, Brent?
Yeah, you could go on
hours. Oh, I know. I like listening to Uncle Vaughn talk for hours. You're the best storyteller I know.
I would like very much to have that story on tape somewhere that he told. And Bruce.
We'll come back again.
We've got a whole other side of the table.
But it's late tonight. It's 9:30, and we don't want to keep you out, but we'll be back. I know Uncle Vaughn can tell a lot of stories.
It takes somebody to stimulate his thinking to get him talking, you know, like Bruce did last night. But that's a good story for the whole family to have.
It's like the one I told you last night on the I don't know whether you want this on tape or not, Steve, but
turned off then first.
You got more tape there. Should we turn it over?
Close.
Let's turn it over.
Sorry, I told Brooks last night, two stories. The organized church.
We can start that now, he says, honey. It's too late. They'll come back some other night. Yeah.
Why don't I don't want to put this on tape tonight, see? Mm.
Go ahead.
So